He beheld him in the star that sank in beauty behind his lonely dwelling, in the sacred orb that flamed on him from his midday throne, in the flower that snapped in the morning breeze, in the lofty pine that defied a thousand whirlwinds, in the timid warbler that never left its native grove, in the fearless eagle whose untired pinion was wet in clouds, in the worm that crawled at his feet, and in his own matchless form, glowing with a spark of that light to whose mysterious source he bent in humble though blind adoration. And all this has passed away. Across the ocean came a pilgrim bark bearing the seeds of life and death. The former were sown for you, the latter sprang up in the path of the simple native. 200 years have changed the character of a great continent and blotted forever from its face a whole peculiar people. Art has usurped the bowers of nature, and the anointed children of education have been too powerful for the tribes of the ignorant. Here and there a stricken few remain, but how unlike their bold, untamable progenitors!